Team Israel, Team Palestine.
He's like, why the fuck you ask me that question right now? We was just having a good time. What you doing?
Nobody's gonna answer? All right, everybody sing with me. Free Palestine.
I feel some people don't like that song.
If you don't like that song, if you're Team Israel, that's cool. If you're Team Israel, that's cool. All I ask is that if you're Team Israel, everybody, we just get in the corner of the room and everybody else is going to surround you, right? And it might get a little uncomfortable. Don't worry. It's only going to last a few decades. And we're going to cut off no more water, no more resources. We're going to cut off the Wi-Fi for you, no more food. And you're free to go, but if you choose to leave, there's going to be somebody to stab you in the chest as soon as you hit the corner. But you're free to go, though. It's your choice. I really feel bad for the innocent people in the middle, man, who's caught in the middle of this shit. Because they didn't ask for this, man. They didn't want no war, man. I got friends on both sides. Like, I went to my Palestinian friend, and I was like, bro, I'm sorry for what's going on with your people. And he was like, dude, I'm Indian. And I was like, oh, shit. Well, I'm sure your people got something I should be sorry for. So. Going to hold on to that, sorry. You're going to need it later. Yeah. Then I went to my Jewish friend, and I was like, dude, I'm sorry for what's going on with your people. And he said, rent was due 4 days ago. And I said, oh, fuck. Look, I ain't going to hold you. I thought you'd be too sad to remember. I thought it would be, that's my fault. I overplayed my hands. Palestinians are mad that Israelis are taking their land, and Israelis are mad that Palestinians won't let them take their land. I think that's the crux of it. Yep. Getting uncomfortable in here. I'm sweating.